The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. We are the
light of the world. We are from the moment they come in to the moment they leave, of just the Lord's presence being so welcomed.
Next on Life Today, Carrie Job, Lisa Harper, Holly Wagner, and Sheila Walsh share their excitement for the upcoming Women of Faith conferences.
You know, I feel like these are not days when anybody wants to mess around. So you don't need to be entertained. Or, you know, I think we're all hungry and thirsty for the presence of Christ.
I don't know if, you're supposed to just be real excited. James Robinson here, my wife Betty, and I'm just surrounded by women.
Isn't this nice? I get really empowered when the women of faith come. You know that's right. True, remember?
I don't even have to say anything. You ought to woman at this time. I'm just happy.
Maybe you'll get a word in. I'm not really sure.
I'll hold my hand out. Y'all can recognize me. I'm thrilled to have some of the speakers and musicians from the Women of Faith movement, and it is a move of God. Mm-hmm. And there have been some significant, redirection, refocusing, and emphasis that I think you'll want to hear about. And you'll get to meet them. We have Carrie Job, and she's quite the singer. Mm-hmm. And Holly Wagner is sitting here
by her.
That's right.
And we have Lisa Harper, and we have Sheila Walsh. Would you welcome all of these beautiful ladies? And Betty. Nobody doubts that Betty's a woman of faith. She lives with me. She's a strong woman of faith. And there's no doubt about it. And I'm blessed. I don't even know where to start. I mean, do you just want to kind of take over? I mean, you're all quite capable. What do you think, Carrie, being around all these women who are speakers? And I know you speak some, but you primarily sing. But I think, are you leading praise in the conferences?
I'm going to do the worship this year along with Gateway Worship from Gateway Church, my home church and your home church.
Oh, I've heard of that church.
So it's going to be a really sweet year and just a year of restructuring. So I'm super honored to be a part of what God's doing with Women of Faith. I've experienced it from afar for a long time, and to be a part this year is a big honor. So it's exciting for me.
Do you think you can get them to worship? You think you can get them to sing?
If anybody can.
That's right.
And will you sing to them some?
I will do some ministry stuff as well. It'll be a really sweet weekend, and it's going to be a journey from the moment they come in to the moment they leave of just the Lord's presence being so welcomed, and God's going to do beautiful things to restore broken women. It's going to be awesome.
I know Holly's going to tell us a little bit about a miracle that occurred in her life as she had that great enemy, that great attacker, cancer. But I want to do something first. Turn to Sheila Walsh, and I want to ask Sheila, because I've kind of gotten a little bit of the inside, information, that there's been some direction or maybe some changes that might be interesting to people to know about.
Well, it's interesting, James. This is our 17th year, and I've been kind of in there from the beginning, and this year we'll actually get to welcome our 5 millionth woman
into our
conferences, which is really pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But it's more simply that we are recognizing what God is doing, mm-hmm. not just through Women of Faith, not just in America, what God is saying around the world. I believe we're living in a new day.
Yeah.
I think that God is doing something new, mm-hmm. and we just want to be part of it.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of Bible teaching, but a lot of incredible singers and speakers like Third Day and Mercy Me. Mm-hmm. But more than that, we want to be part of revival. Mm-hmm. We want to be part of ushering in the return of Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I feel like these are not days when anybody wants to mess around.
That's
so you don't need to be entertained. Or, I think we're all hungry and thirsty for the presence of Christ.
Amen.
You've been through quite a journey. It's not one that anybody wants. Nobody would understand that any better than Betty and I would with what we've seen and what we've faced. Tell us what's been happening.
Well, just to back up a little bit, there's a really annoying chapter in the Bible, Proverbs 31. You know, it's a little bit annoying. And basically, it's the blue, it's just filled with all these verses about who could be that woman? Do you know what I mean? She's like so perfect, right? And it was annoying to me because I just felt like, ah, who could be her? And then there's this one verse in there, Proverbs, the verse 15, it says, she rises while it is yet night. Yeah. And I'm thinking, no, she doesn't. No, she's sleeping really good. And then when I really began to study that verse, I realized that it doesn't have as much to do with the time of day that you get up, mm-hmm. but rather when darkness and pain and calamity are around, she rises. Yeah,
that's right.
And so I feel like with this woman of faith that we're stepping into that territory right now, we're actually rallying a group of women who understand what it is to rise mm-hmm. in the midst of adversity and challenge, rather than point and blame and cast fault on other people, choose to rise. And so me, 8 years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer and began that journey. And I had to make the decision in the midst of that to be the she that rises mm-hmm. instead of looking at why did this happen or I wish it, you know, it hadn't, or any of that, but rather in the midst of that to make the decision to be the she that rises, to lift the sword of his word and fight the fight with the weapon that he's given me, which is his word. Mm-hmm. And so for me, you know, I'm from California. We do a lot of alternative treatments. What can I tell you? We're weird. And so, you know, I did a number of those, a couple of traditional treatments, but really at the end of the day, it was his word that saw me through all of it.
Yeah.
You know, through the fear, you can't defeat fear with a medical treatment.
That's right.
And so for me, the fear of the disease itself, but of reoccurrence, the only way you're going to fight that is with his word. So that really became my weapon to rise in the midst of my own challenge.
Yeah, it's beautiful too. When you hear a testimony like that, Betty, and our daughter felt the same way, and we lost our daughter. But I want to know, how do you respond as a mother?
I agree with everything she said. I think it's beautiful where you brought up that about to rise up in times of like that. Because I don't feel like God failed us at all.
No.
He was right there in the midst, and he still is in our healing process, which we're still going through. It may be a long time. But the things that God has shown us through this, we have grown. Mm-hmm. It's been amazing what God has done. He has been right where I knew he would be, right in the midst of my heart, my broken heart. He's right there with me and James both.
So some battles you win on the other side of eternity.
That's right.
Right. We don't win every battle on the side of eternity.
But the thing about it is, as our daughter said all along, I win.
Yeah, exactly.
She won.
Yeah,
she did not lose this battle.
Right. And you know, and I think too, when you talk about the rising up, it almost sounds like we're going to be strong and assertive, and we should be. But I also hear, I will raise you up.
Yes.
And as surely as he raised the dead, he raises the broken heart from valley of what could be despair and defeat. And he lifts us up. And he really does. We don't try to sit up here and, you know, put on a show of, well, we can take, God's bigger. Well, wait a minute. God's right there in the midst of the pain.
He
understands what a broken heart is.
Yes, he does.
He wept because others wept when their brother died. Lazarus died.
Yeah.
He wept with them. It wasn't like he lacked the adequacy to take care of it. He wept. He felt it. And he feels what we feel. Mm-hmm. You know, you've gone through some interesting things, Lisa. You say, I am. You know, you're old enough. You're old enough to be married. You're old enough to be married.
That's right.
And you wanted, you thought, get married. I mean, maybe people get kids today and don't get married, but I think maybe being married and have a kid would be great.
Right.
But you know, those are big issues to a woman. They're real big. They were big
issues.
To you.
Huge issues.
And yet you're on an incredible journey blessing people, and they have to say, how does she do that? How does she have joy and peace? And you really talk about that. I mean, that's your whole life story.
That's right.
But you also have a very interesting thing that's about to happen that's kind of a miracle too, don't you?
Well, you know, I remember years ago talking with you and Betty about how much I loved Abraham and Sarah, and I decided to emulate Sarah and go through menopause and then have a baby. And I'm actually in the process of adoption. And so a year ago, I was actually with Sheila, and I had lost a domestic adoption. I was, it's a long story, but anyway, some friends called. I was in Dallas with Sheila, and they said, we just met a little girl in Haiti, and her mama died of AIDS. She has HIV. And if we don't get somebody to adopt her in the next week or so, she'll probably die because she wouldn't get medicine. So they said, no pressure. Mm-hmm. But and they said, we know you want to pray about it. And I said, no, I've been praying about this for 30 years. Mm. And so I can still remember us waiting for the picture to load because I thought, well, you know, I always
think I'll love every baby, but I've never been a mama. And so I was waiting for a picture load, and it loaded it. And it was like, that's the face I saw when I was 17. And I told my best friend and I made a pact that we would adopt. And I've always wanted to be brown. This is the fall to me. And so she's just, I think she's beautiful. I think she's brilliant and beautiful. She's 3 and a half. Her name is Missy.
And you'll get her soon.
Hopefully real soon. I've been in process.
Isn't that great? Isn't that a wonderful story? Yeah. And it's just beautiful. God fulfilling, you know. We prayed long and hard to have another baby after we had Rhonda, and we couldn't. And Betty in prayer and travail birthed our adopted son, Randy, wonderful father of four beautiful grandchildren. And, you know, and then we had the little surprise miracle of Robin. So it's just great. You know, when you really get serious about God and you really commit to walk the journey that he's prepared, then it's awesome. What would you all like to share? Just, you know, kind of just take off and something's on your heart that you really want women to hear, you want all people to hear, just let us know. I want to hear from you.
One of the things that I think is so exciting is when women who feel really insignificant finally begin to get who they are in Christ.
Yeah.
When they actually dare to believe that God loves them, it changes everything. Yeah, and this army of ragtag women that God is raising up all around the world, doesn't matter if you're size 2 or a 22, whether you're 18 or 68, if you actually get hold of the truth that God loves you and wants to shine through you,
it changes
the world.
Yeah, when you understand that you are a daughter of the King, and you begin to really walk that out, then it changes everything. It changes your family. You start to see that if you're young, if a 16-year-old girl can actually get the picture that she's a daughter of the King, then who she chooses to date is different, who she'll marry, how she treats her family, what she sees her purpose in life. And so for us, we are on this mission for women to understand their worth and their value. It'll because it'll only make everything healthier.
That's right.
And then once you do, then you understand you're here on a mission.
Right.
And that I'm not here for myself. Once I understand my worth and value, it's now, what can I do? How can I give back? Who can I lift up? How can I help? Where can I go? So then you understand you're part of a big army.
That's right.
On a mission.
I was saying
you don't always get that build up from your husband or even your father. It's what are the great statements that impacted Coach McCartney, who was the founder of Promise Keepers. And at the height of that, he heard a friend of ours, Jack Taylor, say something in his church. If you really want to know a man's standing with God, just look and see how much he has led his wife into all her splendor in Christ. Now, there's not much of that happening.
That's right.
Women have to hear that from the father and from the one who says he'll be husband to those who don't seem to have one.
That's
Betty, I know because I live with a woman who finds it very easy not to feel pretty, not to feel right, not to feel sharp, not to feel valuable. And I spend a lot of time pouring that on. A lot of women, and this is just what you know, they don't have that.
That's right.
But they can get that from God. And you've had to reach way beyond me to find it, because I couldn't do it like God.
That's right.
No matter how much I poured it on, you still had to hear from God, didn't you?
I did. And, you know, when you realize that God has put all of us here on for a specific purpose, He has a plan for each one of us. And just like you said, if you can finally see that, I believe it's just like, I know when my children were young and they would do something, first time they walked, the first time that they went to school, you know, all those things, I was just inside jumping up and down.
Yeah.
I believe God does that.
Yes.
When we finally yield to Him and say, God, I want to go your path.
Yeah.
I believe He's excited about it.
And Betty, I was thinking when you said that, that's what we see at Women of Faith is women get that they're delighted in.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think a lot of women get, even in the church, they get that they're delivered from their sin, but they don't really believe that God sings over them, that God delights in them, and you can see them, you can watch them walk in, because they usually walk in, their shoulders are kind of sagged, and you watch through worship, through hearing a story like Holly's, through some of the stuff Sheila teaches, you can see them go, a perfect God like that really could love a woman like me with so many mistake chapters, and we watch them go rise up, basically. What we watch them rise up
That's
over
right.
the period of 2 days, and it's God that does
it. Yeah, I've seen it. It's just like He lifted their heads. He lifted their countenance, unto the Lord from which comes their help. What do you have a theme? Do you have a theme?
Yeah, our theme this year is celebrate what matters.
No.
No, it's not.
It's not.
That will be... No, indeed, it's not.
You know, such a good theme! But you know what? That's a really good
actually fashioned through the Bible. No, our theme this year is believe God can do anything. Even help me remember the theme.
Say it again, Holly. Help her out.
My lips. Okay. Believe God can do anything.
Amen.
And you know what? Isn't this fun? I mean, this is so fun that we, you know,
there will obviously
guess
be
what?
Random.
Guess what? We just discovered you're not perfect.
That's right. Oh,
no. I think people had a little sneaky suspicion of that earlier.
Somebody else pitch in right here. You got
Also, I think that one of the great things about these events, experiences, is that there's random fun.
Yeah.
And deep spiritual truth. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit is good with all of it.
Yeah.
You know, I think sometimes we feel like, oh, it has to be so intense. But really, it's about enjoying each other, too, and laughing and having fun and, you know, being present in the moment. And this is such an amazing time in history that God's trusted us with. I mean, you know of all people that there has never been more pain and more suffering and more heartbreak and more heartache than on the planet than right now. Mm-hmm. And for me, I think, okay, God, then you chose me for now.
Right.
I mean, because really, we could have been born at any time
in
history.
Greatest time to be
alive. He chose us now.
Yep.
So that means we're supposed to be a part of the solution.
Yeah.
We're supposed to have answers. And so I am just so fired up, can you tell?
Yeah.
About, I know, passion. About just being a part of a team of women who actually get that. And it's not just an event that's a feel-good thing. You're going to feel good, and it's going to be fun.
That's right.
But it's rallying us, too.
And it's Jesus. It's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
story.
Jesus. That's right.
You
that's
know, right. I want you to if you will, do another program. By the way, I want to do this. Where's the website that they would go to if they want to know where are all of the women's conferences going to be?
Celebrate what matters.
www.womenoffaith.com.
Is that really it?
No. Womenoffaith.com. Let me help them out.
That is it.
All right, now let's tell them the truth, all right? You said we
you
could just fun
we'll
around.
Oh,
let's fix it. All right, it's what?
Womenoffaith.com.
And then they can find the schedule
the
of
the schedule, events, where we're all
who's going to be doing various things.
All over the city. There's all over the country.
Who all is going to participate. Now, I would like to know if you would talk with us about something that's not only, I believe, real big in my heart, real heavy, real important, but I think it's really, really important to the Lord Jesus because it's what he prayed. Now grasp it because I want to talk to you all about it. One with the Father. This is in his prayer. Mm-hmm. I want you to be one with the Father as I am. Not like you see other people. I want you to get there like I am, which means it's possible. Not only possible, important. I want you sanctified in truth, which by no means makes all of you the same, or all of you agree. His motley crew didn't agree. And with all of their distinctives and diversity, they impacted the whole world forever. The most unlikely crew.
Yep.
And then he said that you be perfected in unity. Could we talk about what that spiritual unity looks like? Would y'all like for us to talk about that in a program where we talk about what do those things look like? What does it look like to be one? It by no means means sameness.
Yep.
The God that made no two fingerprints the same.
That's right.
No two snowflakes the same. No two people the same.
Yep.
And yet the church works so hard to make people the same.
That's right.
Something
that's right.
very not only sightly about it, unattractive about it, very ungodlike about it. Well, let's talk about what it looks like, because I think if we understand that, if we come into that understanding, and by the way, you lose your understanding, you're void of understanding, if you measure yourselves by yourselves, compare yourselves among yourselves,
that's right.
You don't have understanding, and that's what
that's
we do.
Right.
We'll talk about that, so you don't want to miss it. Ladies, you know, because all of you are mission-minded ladies, we love helping people. And there's not anything you can do that impacts the community more than giving people who have nothing but filthy, contaminated water clean water.
That's right.
Now, you don't want to miss what you're about to see because you're God's answer, you're God's solution to what you see.
This lamp has been ravaged by the sun, squeezing every drop from the surfaces around. But that's perfect for baking bricks. Every last bit of moisture drawn out, preparing them is Rajni's job. In a constant battle with heat, they dig deeper, chasing a shrinking water source. This water, it too is perfect for making bricks. Tragically, it's also Rajni's drinking water and that of her two children, Tulsi and Nandi. As a mother, you do what it takes for your children. But even still, there are limits to what you can do. Rajni's water source is one of those limits. While it's a source that builds bricks, it's tearing down the bodies of her family, and she risks losing her children. Rajni can't change her water source, but with your help, Life Outreach can. It's an opportunity to see fresh, life-giving water drawn with love for those most in need.
Boy, you know, when I see an image like that, that obviously older sister holding the hand of a younger sibling, I guess I just see us letting them hold our hands. And then I actually take it a step farther in my mind. I see Jesus holding her hand. I really do. I see that connection. I see a divine connections. I see connectedness. Betty, I've tried to tell people that I speak to that the world will teach you to succeed, you need connections. But the Bible teaches, Jesus taught, that we need connectedness like a healthy body. That little boy was holding on to the sister. That's important. We need to hold on to one another. And as we hold on to one another, we actually can put the arms of a mighty and loving God around a hurting world. We can do that. That's what we have been able to do for many years because people like you don't just watch and say, oh, I like your guests. I like what you talk about. I like the truths that you and Betty present. I like the opportunities and challenges that you put before us and show us that we can make a difference. I like all of that. But I'm going to tell you something. The greatest joy you'll ever experience is giving people life and expressing the love of God. When we do that, Betty, those people in those villages and communities and even nations, they are open to hear what it was that brought us there to touch them in the area of their pain. They want to know. They want to know why you cared. And I'm telling you, you talk about a fertile field of opportunity. Do you remember we told you for years when we were saving 7, 8, 9 million people's lives in emergency feeding situations that we were having an equal number each year give their lives to Christ in those same areas? Amazing. As many people as had their life saved were becoming believers, their souls saved, their future saved. Water has an even more incredible impact than food. Don't ask me to explain it, I can't. It is also something that excites people who seem to say, boy, if you don't have that, you don't have health. This year, we've asked God, because the missionaries pointed us to the opportunity and the need, we've asked God to let us drill 500 wells. Now, we have a few days left. We're asking every one of you to take a part sharing God's heart. $48, 10 people water the rest of their life. Because we drill a well, it lasts basically a lifetime. $144, could you do that? 30 people water the rest of their life. You'll be holding the hands of 30 people and getting them to clean water. Could you drill a well or a part of a well? Whatever you can do, we're asking you to do it today. Father, I pray everyone watching would look to you and say, let me be your hands. Let me help in Jesus' name. Would you dial the number? If your heart's broken, you need prayer, call. You'll find someone that cares. Today, I'm asking you to call to say, I want to help someone because I care, because God cares. Dial the number, take your bank card, use it like a check, make the largest gift you can. If you want to write a check, make it to Life. You can go online, lifetoday.org, and as many people as call go online now. I think it's amazing. I learned how to turn on a computer. And Betty was proud of me when I could turn it off without unplugging it. She thought that was wonderful. Listen to me. whatever you need to do, do it, because it's going to change people's lives. Yes, it will forever for so many. Would you do it? We have some beautiful gifts to send you to bless you because we love you. We want to thank you for helping us bless others.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 500 new water wells for remote villages in over 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, be sure to request Majesty, an inspirational new fully illustrated book that will help you discover the promises behind the many names of God. With your gift of $100 or more, be sure to also request the Names of God pen set, custom crafted with the various names of God and the gifts of the Spirit. Also, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people. Or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And be sure to request the limited edition 50th anniversary bronze sculpture, Living Water. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
I hope you'll ask for the Living Water. This is a Robert Summers bronze, most gifted sculptor living today. And he does this because he wants to say thanks to those who will help us. I also want to mention that Carrie Jobe, who's part of Women of Faith, has a beautiful CD, another one coming out soon. This is Where I Find You. Sheila Walsh, God Loves Broken People. And she'll tell you firsthand, she knows what that means. Warrior Chicks, Holly Wagner, I bet you are a warrior chick. Yes, you are. You're That's a right. chick that gets up right there and gets Stumbling into Grace, Lisa Harper. These are in the bookstores or online. Get them. Would you like to say thanks to the Women of Faith? They'll be back with us again later. Don't miss when they're here. Thank you, ladies. Bless Women of Faith. Go to the conference. Men, too.
Tomorrow, join James and Betty as they talk with special guests from the Women of Faith conferences.
Christ is a hero, and we are simply there to serve.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.